Hello and welcome to CNN Student News. It's Monday the 24th, and we're glad to have you along as the month of October winds down.
After nearly 9 years, America's war in Iraq will be over. Over the next 2 months, our troops in Iraq, tens of thousands of them, will pack up their gear and board convoys for the journey home.
There are 39,000 U.S. troops in Iraq right now, and on Friday, President Obama made that announcement, a plan to bring almost all of them home by the end of the year. About 150 troops will stay to help. Meeting that December 31st deadline was a promise that Obama made when he was running for president. It was originally part of a deal that former President George W. Bush made with the Iraqi government. There are some concerns that when U.S. forces leave, Iran might have a bigger influence on Iraq. These two countries are neighbors, and Iran's been accused of supporting militias that have killed U.S. troops in Iraq. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton warned Iran over the weekend. She said America's commitment to helping Iraq isn't ending, and that Iran shouldn't use this as an opportunity to build its influence in Iraq. The reaction to President Obama's announcement has been mixed. Shelby Lynn checks in now with the details.
On my orders.
Nearly 9 years after President George W. Bush declared the start of the war in Iraq, President Barack Obama announced that virtually all the remaining troops will return home by the end of the year.
In Iraq, we've succeeded in our strategy to end the war.
It's a move that the Obama administration adds to its list of national security accomplishments, which includes killing Osama bin Laden, killing American al-Qaeda cleric Anwar al-Awlaki, and aiding the NATO-led mission that culminated in victory for the Libyan rebels against Muammar Gaddafi. While there's been positive reaction to the announcement,
I think it's wonderful.
There's no better feeling in the world to know that you're fixing to go back home and, you know, just get to reconnect.
There's also been criticism from GOP presidential candidates.
The thing that I wouldn't do that the president is doing is telling the enemy how many troops you're going to bring out and when you're going to bring them out. I don't think that's a good strategy.
The last thing that you want to do is put those men and women's lives in peril, and I think that's what the president's done.
Senator John McCain said Iran would be the beneficiary, while Iran's president said the move was long overdue.
And I think we should have done it sooner, maybe 7 or 8 years ago, and they could avoid killing so many Iraqi people or Americans as well.
President Obama said leaving Iraq would allow greater focus on the economy. I'm Shelby Lynn reporting.
Rescue efforts are going on in another one of Iraq's neighbors. We're talking about Turkey. Powerful earthquake hit that country on Sunday. It's the strongest quake there in more than a decade, and it was followed by at least 7 aftershocks. Rescuers and citizens brought out flashlights and shovels to look for survivors in the rubble. Dozens of apartment buildings collapsed. Student dorm and part of a hospital did too. Turkey's used to earthquakes, but this one had a magnitude of 7.2, and one analyst said it's considered a major event. Offers of help have come in from other countries. Military forces from several nations, including the U.S., U.K., and France, gave help to Libya's citizens during that country's civil war. They were all part of a NATO mission, but now that war is over, NATO's planning to end its mission in Libya by the end of this month. Meanwhile, Libya's new leaders declared yesterday a day of liberation following the death of longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi. Officials say Libya is now united, and they asked for honesty, patience, and tolerance as the country rebuilds. Part of that process will be to hold elections for a new government. Plans for that could happen sometime in the next...